moments. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache, Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, and slbradio.org/radio. And in just a moment, we are going to talk with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts about their upcoming production of It's a Wonderful Life, and then the Opus 2 Orchestra.
He was walking up and down Broadway.
I was looking.
Had an eye out for a swell cafe.
I was hungry.
He was sounding for a bite to munch.
I found a spot.
He took a table at the merchant's lunch.
On the merchant's lunch, it was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half past midnight in the afternoon. Down by the bar,
a rat-faced manager was pouring suds
for the boys.
Railways, cowboys, and their goodwill duds.
And the girls,
a fried-up pedal pushing pinball queens.
Chewing gum
in sweaty combat at the wizard machine.
But the queen of them all, looking big as a fort,
was Broadway Brenda and her derelict court. I ordered a blue plate special and peered out through the room just to see what class of citizens inhabited this gloom. And the hapless visages I saw were in a scent of cheer, though mirthless laughter filled the air inspired by wine and beer. Brenda rose upon her queen-size six-foot frame. I turned away to shun her eyes, but I knew it was too late. A hand fell on my shoulder as my gaze fell on my plate. I looked her up and over,
and she did the same to me.
Her teeth were
green as garden peas.
She shaped her hair
with dishpan fingertips.
An earthquake of excitement
shook her crack-a-toeing hips.
Her hands went to her bosom, a hush fell on the crew.
An anchor of Brenda lay exposed to view. These fevered words she whispered
as he gazed upon the scene.
It's a custom here at Merchant's Lunch
to entertain the queen.
I grabbed my hat,
and in an instant he was on his feet.
I was sober as a judge
down at the county seat.
He kept his diesel up to 80, way past Baton Rouge.
Made it back to Beaumont for the evening news.
He owns a wide load rig.
I pay thousands in tax.
He's gonna keep it in Texas.
I ain't leaving for snacks.
He's a driving fool.
The interstate belongs to me, but I'm never going back
into the state of Tennessee.
Oh, the merchant's lunch, it was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half past midnight in the afternoon.
The Saturday Light Brigade with the Red Clay Ramblers, and a song that never seems to go out of style. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, that was played with you in mind. And speaking of never going out of style, It's a Wonderful Life is a movie that never seems to go out of style. and the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts have a special production of It's a Wonderful Life that opens on December 5th. It runs through December 20th at the Margaret Party Performing Arts Center in Bellevue. And Barbara Burgess Lefevre is here from the Savoy Arts to tell us about the production. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We know, most of us, about the great film where James Stewart plays George Bailey and has some rough times, and then he's shown what the world would be like had he not been a part of it. It's a really just a great movie. How have you adapted it for the Savoy Arts?
Well, we licensed a version of It's a Wonderful Life, and actually it's a difficult license to get. They only give it to a few companies in the country every year, so we were lucky enough to get the license. It's a somewhat shortened version of the story. There is no swimming pool. We hear about the swimming pool, we don't have to see it. That was my first concern when I was talking to the Savoy Arts about directing, is, oh my gosh, do we need a swimming pool? We do not. We hear about it. But it comes in at right about 90 minutes, so it's a great length to bring a family to, children who may not have had an opportunity to see live theater before. It's a perfect length for them. For people that know the story, it's going to be familiar and heartwarming. And if there's anybody out there that hasn't seen the movie, it's going to be a delightful new experience for them.
It is a hard license to get. I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of folks don't realize you probably had to work to get that license.
Indeed,
at least a year ago, if not longer than that, right?
Yes.
It's something that you've got to get started, and it shows the Savoy Arts' commitment to providing great opportunities for audiences, but it's a lot of work. You could settle for something different, but it's wonderful that you have this. Now, you're directing it, and anything we should know about going? Is there music in it?
We have a wonderful bunch of actors. We have, if people that are Pittsburgh Savoy Arts fans, there's going to be some familiar faces. There are some new faces. It's not a musical version, but I have added several Christmas carols to it, because it really wouldn't be a Savoy Arts show without music. So there will be some familiar Christmas carols sung as part of the show.
Now, I am imagining, based on what you said before, that this would be suitable for really anybody in the family.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned it's less short or less long than it could be. Is it one act?
It is 2 acts. We are taking an intermission, and it comes in at just over 90 minutes.
Okay, and this will be right in Bellevue at the Margaret Party Performing Arts Center. Okay for real little kids, like if you've got a 1 or 2 year old?
I think so. I think it's a small, intimate space, so everybody is close to the action. There are a lot of incredible, my set designer, costume designer, Robert Hockenberry, has worked miracles with a small space to make it turn into so many different locations. So I think it's an exciting mix of colors and sounds that even a small child will find engaging.
Well, it is right on the main street in Bellevue, and the opening day, boy, it's great to be able to have you here this morning, because I'll bet you are very busy right now.
We are.
Opening day is December 5th, and it runs through the 20th. PittsburghSavoyArts.org is how you can get more details. Anything else you would like to mention? I want to be sure you have an opportunity.
Just that I think that live theater can be a really wonderful part of a holiday season. I think that families don't often get the chance to go to live theater. It can be cost prohibitive. That is not the case with this show. It's a very welcoming, welcoming space. Our Saturday show is actually a matinee because Saturday night is Bellevue's Light Up Night. So if you're looking for a whole afternoon and evening of entertainment for your family, you come to the matinee show. The matinee show will be letting out just before all of the wonderful events of Bellevue's Light Up Night happen.
Pittsburgh Savoyards.org is how you can get additional information. Again, the show opens December 5th at 7:30 and runs through December 20th. And all of the dates are listed there. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us,
you.
Barbara. It's great to talk with you, Barbara Burgess Lefevre, Pittsburgh Savoyards.org. And now we're excited. They were with us about a year ago at this time, Opus 2 Orchestra, that is. And we are going to talk about a show that they have coming up on December 20th. We're going to hear from them first, and you'll get a chance to meet members of the orchestra that are here. Join me now as we welcome the Opus 2 Orchestra. there. You can clap if you'd like. There's a lot of folks, a lot of family members and friends of the Opus 2 Orchestra here. And as soon as you began playing, I remembered why we asked you to come back after hearing you about a year ago. What a great sound that they have. And Evan Reichenfeld is here. He is the director of the group. Tell me a little bit about Opus 2.
Well, Opus 2 is a community orchestra. We're based in Monroeville. And we have members from every part of Pittsburgh and every age range. Our youngest kids are in middle school, and our oldest members are adults, people who want to play their instrument with a group of people, and they have found community with us.
It's the kind of thing you might imagine in your dreams. Wouldn't it be nice if people that played instruments when they were students would still be able to play them as they are older, especially if they're not studying music as an adult, but they still want to continue playing, and they'd be able to play alongside of people that are currently in orchestras and a variety of abilities coming together to focus on enjoying music for the sake of enjoying it. And you might wonder as you're listening, gee, does that happen anywhere? And here it is happening with Opus 2. And there's a strong family connection here as well.
That is true. This orchestra was founded 71 years ago by my great-grandfather, Dr. Eugene Reichenfeld, which anybody listening might go, oh, that was my violin teacher. And I know that because I hear that all the time. And so does my brother and my father and my sister, and everyone in our family will usually hear, you know, Reichenfeld sounds familiar. I had a violin teacher named Reichenfeld, and it's always, there's not that many of us, so it's usually the same guy.
It's a great tradition. We'll talk about a concert they have coming up. It is a fall concert, although it is in, it's on December 20th, which is, I think, the very last day of fall, or close to it. Allegro in D is what they began with. We'll also meet the musicians in a little bit, but what would you like to play next?
This next piece is by a contemporary composer named Alan Lee Silva. I had the pleasure of meeting last summer, and we did a lot of playing through of many of his pieces, including the piece that we're about to play, America's Cup.
Once again, here is the Opus 2 Orchestra. Thank you.